Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. He has a thing for movies that are in black and white. He's the oldest on the show, so that sounds about right. It's producer Eddie.
Man, you know, being a man in this world, yes, mostly, you know, we get a lot of advantages, right? But there's a part of being a man that's not very fun.
Okay. I think you somehow offended everybody with those two things how you said it. Like, go ahead.
You know, like being a guy. Oh, we get everything. Whatever. Listen, being a guy is not fun because I was at the trampoline park. And I see this little kid who's about to walk out the front door. And I'm like, whoa, 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 little guy.
How little?
4 years old, 5 years old. So, whoa, 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 guy, where are you going? He's like, I'm looking for my dad. And I go, oh, well, that's he's not out there. Trust me. So let's go find your dad. So I take him to the front to where, you know, the guys checking people in are. And the people working there are probably like 16 years old, 17. So they're not taking it serious at all. I'm like, hey, he's looking for his dad. Can you call him on the intercom thing? And they're like, yeah, sure. So they call the dad, but it sounds like this. Like, he's never going to hear it. So then I was like, just wait here. Your dad will find you in a minute. So I'm standing there with the kid for about 5 minutes. Finally, the dad shows up, and he gets the kid by the arm and goes, hey, whoa, whoa. What are you doing here with my son? And I said, no. He's looking for you.
He thought you were a creep?
Yeah. And I'm like, no. He's looking for you.
I can see that.
No.
Like, I'm like, why am I the bad guy here when I'm trying to help your son look for you?
Did you explain to him?
I did.
Did he listen?
Nope.
He just thought you were a creep.
He just thought I was a creep, man.
You were hanging out with his son.
Exactly.
So,
all because I'm a dude.
Yeah, so I would say, I just would have set that up different. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're like, you know how dudes rock and ladies suck?
Well, then
you're like, well, no, not always, because sometimes ladies are awesome and dudes are idiots. So I would have just said, You know, when it comes to certain situations, being a man definitely has its disadvantages.
Yeah.
It's just how you started. Everybody was offended somehow. I mean, anybody that wanted to be offended found a reason to be.
Okay.
But I hate that for you. You're trying to do something
too,
good.
Me too, dude. I hate that.
Trying to sell Valentine's Day reservations was a big old fail. And at work, he likes to go through other people's mail. It's Lunchbox. Woo!
I need to open up the courtroom. Bobby Bones, the judge, whoever wants to be on the jury. So I took my family and we went to like a kids like museum where they have like science stuff, but it's where kids can make a mess. They play with toys and it's like all sorts of cool things. And we were there towards closing, you know, 15 minutes till closing. They come over the loudspeaker and they're like, hey, all right, we close in 15 minutes. All of our guests, please start cleaning up. And they start playing the cleanup song. Clean up. Clean up, everyone clean up. And I'm like, whoa. I didn't see anywhere on the ticket when I paid to come in here said, you will get a discount if you clean up when you leave.
So there was no discount is what you're saying.
Yeah, why do they expect us to clean up? We paid to come there to play with the stuff. It doesn't say anywhere to clean up.
He's fired up right now.
Yeah, he's really mad.
Am I crazy?
I think it's probably just part of the experience. And also, they're going to let you out even if you don't clean up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to be like, clean up. And if you don't, you stay the night. We lock you in.
Hey, guys that are still here, if you leave at noon, we're not going to ask you to clean up. But if you're here at closing, We want you to clean up the other people's mess.
Oh, I thought every... Okay.
I think it's just kind of like a probably a fun game they do that if some people help, that's great. And if not, it's probably also a way to teach your kids to clean up, right?
Sure. I was thinking, wow, I would love for my kids
to... You don't have to.
Clean up.
Did you clean up?
No.
Okay.
But I felt bad.
He made it worse. He started going down.
He made it bigger.
Because the kids are like, oh, and that's the song they know when they clean up. They're like, oh, Dad, this cleanup songs. We got to stop playing with toys. I'm like, no. You got 15 minutes to play. Keep playing.
And you could. But I think it's mostly just if kids want to help or if there's a lesson to be learned. You don't have to get angry. They're not making you clean up.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
cattle product.
It was pretty dirty what they did. Playing the cleanup song changes kids' mind frames real quick.
She saw a celebrity in the wild, and it ended up being Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild. It's Amy!
So I just found out some people that I went to college with that got married, and they've been married a long time, happily married, just made the move into separate houses, not far from each other.
They're still married.
That's not happily married.
No, they really are. No, it's like a thing. They're just living in separate homes, but nothing different is going on.
What we know is the traditional way of being married.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it works and they're happy, it's like having your own bedroom for a while. I think, and even that feels a little weird, but I think when that started to be a thing in, like, the 90s, people were like, I can't believe it. But and now if it happens, it's still a little weird, but it's a thing.
But I think we were talking about this.
I was going to have money to do that, too, like buy two houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
At lunch the other day, this came up, and apparently it's becoming more common, and...
No, it's probably
is becoming more common, but it's still such a small percent.
You don't think this is a last-ditch effort to save the marriage?
Eddie,
well, she's telling you she knows them. They're her friends.
Your favorite, Gwyneth Paltrow, does it.
Yeah, but she's not... Is she married?
I think so.
Oh.
Again, she's not her first.
Your relationship is not everybody else's relationship.
Yeah.
And everybody does things that could be considered odd or taboo.
But like two different bedrooms, that's one thing, right? And then it escalates to two different houses.
Think that's weird.
But what's next? Two different cities?
Or it used to be two beds. We'd have one bed. That's crazy. Everything changes.
Before you know it, it's going to be like one's on Earth, the other one's on Mars.
The same is that everything changes. Everything changes. Yes, that sounds bizarre to me too.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to judge because nobody's going to hurt. And if that's the best thing for their relationship, according to them, and they're happy, why in the world will we hate on it?
Do they have kids, too?
They have their own houses, too.
Yeah, like, where do they? Where
exactly.
Are they?
It's a whole neighborhood.
I'm going to spend the night at mom's tonight. I mean,
no, I think once your kids, they don't. But people that I grew up in my neighborhood, they were like my mom's age. They had friends that did this, too. And once their kids grew up, then they separated the houses. Like,
I'm not going to judge anybody for what makes their relationship work.
But that's an older generation doing it.
Feels weird to me, but I'm not going to... But that's just because they got old and don't want to live together anymore.
No, I think that they just really enjoyed their space. Okay. I don't know.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's wearing the pinstripes today, looking like Jeter, I must say. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So I gave myself a full week to not do any of the TikTok. So there's a group called Dorm Dudes Break, and I go and I will pay like $30, and they rip a jersey, and... If you get the team, you win a jersey. I've got like 8 or 9 jerseys. I brought some of the stuff that I won over the past few days in. My point is, and I got a good point, is that I haven't done it in a week. I've given myself some time off.
Good for you.
And sometimes I get on it like I sure would like to, but I don't. But I got that cowboy helmet there.
CD Lamb cowboy helmet.
It's a Deebo Samuel signed 49ers.
Wow.
Helmet, mini helmet. This is a George Kittle signed 49ers.
You won all those.
Mini helmet. Hold on. This, a Dre Greenlaw defense for the 49ers. Signed mini helmet.
Wow.
And this is a Trey McBride, Arizona Cardinals signed mini helmet. And that's just some of it. I got a Steph Curry signed thing coming. I had to stop. And all the 49er ones are because I just picked 49ers once. And the only time I've ever seen they pick three at the same time. And I'm changing jerseys with listeners. We have a little group.
Jersey swaps?
Yeah, there's a guy named Mario. Lives in Colorado. I sent him a Mostert jersey that I won. And he's sending me a Josh Jacobs jersey for the Raiders.
Well, that's cool.
Because he wins them the same way as you?
He only heard about it because of me.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're not lucky.
And then I won a George Pickens full helmet on the show.
A real size helmet?
Yeah, on the show.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So a bunch of stuff's coming, but I haven't done it in a week. I'm not going to do it maybe for another few days. And then I might just wade back in a little bit.
So when you quit, do you watch it at all?
I want a thing with pieces of jersey from Andre Dawson, Pistol Pete Maravich, their game-worn jerseys.
That's crazy, man.
What were you saying? I'm sorry to interrupt. I got so excited.
When you quit, do you watch it and not bid?
Yeah.
Oof, it's risky.
Sometimes I go
to
it.
That's weird.
Because I really do it on the toilet. And so sometimes I'll just go and watch and be like, that was cool.
That's like going to sit on a bar stool and not ordering a beer. It's like, that's not a good decision, man.
But I can do it, and I haven't. I haven't bought anything.
Good for you.
But check out all my helmets, signed helmets.
What are you going to do with those?
I don't know, dude.
Man.
I mean, I just feel like you're going to end up with a CeeDee Lamb signed helmet. Stuff that you like don't want.
Yeah. It's fun.
You should trade out for the CeeDee Lamb one. Hey, just give that one to me.
It's like total dopamine hit when I'm playing this game.
Yeah, they've got you hooked.
No, I can stop. And I did stop for a week. No problem.
A week.
Yeah, but you know you're going back.
I don't have
to go
back.
You're able to stop because you're
going
back.
But I'm telling
you,
I have to find my dopamine hit somewhere else. Like I'll go and play Madden or something.
You know, sometimes people that maybe have an alcohol problem, they can stop drinking for several days.
Well, I can not be addicted and just work all the time. I fill my addiction.
Okay.
Especially if it's a behavioral addiction.
The video shot's funny. You got all your stuff around.
Wait, what do they say? Denial's like one of the major
I'm not denying
things.
It.
Okay. You're denying it.
It's not an addiction.
You just said you get a dopamine hit.
I know,
we all do.
But I get a dopamine hit when I eat a bunch of pie, too. I'm addicted to pie.
That's a good hit.
You like a lot of sugar.
I'm not addicted to pie. Mm.
Okay. I am.
But not pie, maybe just like good stuff.
I love pie.
Yeah, me too.
I'm looking at this stack of helmets and I'm like,
I know,
there
so
might
funny.
Be a problem.
Let's go. I got more helmets.
We can get it on eBay, the Kittle one. We could sell it for $139.
You know how much you paid for it? $40.
Exactly.
$40 for all three.
We make
Lunchbox,
a profit.
Do you hear a business?
How much is the Deebo Samuel one?
Let me check.
No, this is no business for him.
Hey, well, I just came up with the idea.
You just
no,
Googled
that's
something.
Generally everybody's idea that buys this. They like try to resell them.
Deebo right now, there's one up there for $99. There's one for $119.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's all. Thank you all for being here. I really wish I could do another one right now, though. It gets me excited to do them. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I work in a small office with around 10 other people. We all have one boss, but she's only in the office a couple times each week. One of our coworkers has kind of declared herself in charge when our boss isn't around, but it's not official. The problem is she's a bully and morale in the office suffers because of her. I thought about saying something to our boss, but I don't want her to think that I'm complaining or even worse, make the bully's position official.
Hmm.
Should I say something to our boss or should I try to stand up to my coworker when she's being mean? Signed, coworker keeping the peace. So what you have to evaluate first is by this person being the bully, parentheses the bully, is everything more efficient? If she wasn't tough, would productivity go down?
Mm.
Because her toughness may actually make everybody feel uncomfortable enough that the job is done better. Mm. I don't know that that's the case.
That's a good point.
But it could be that she also could have been quietly told by the boss, hey, I need you to be the team leader. And maybe she doesn't know how to be the team leader exactly, but she's doing what she's been told. So there's that as well. If the answer is everything just kind of goes to crap and is worse off, then I think you don't talk to the boss first. You can go to the bully and just punch her in the mouth. That's what I was always taught.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
No, that's not it?
No, that's
also
not it.
Also, playground, you're not seven? Okay. I do think that if you find that things are worse because of it, you talk to your other coworkers and you say, hey, are you guys struggling at all? Don't even name the bully. We'll call her the bully. Don't even name the bully. Say, is there anything here that you guys struggle with? So it doesn't seem like you're going trying to gather up a militia to take on the bully. But if they have similar problems, then I think it's okay to then take it and address the big boss with it. Like, hey, a few of us are having issues. Maybe there's a chain of command that we're not even sure about.
Yeah, I think that's good to address that because that was my first thought was that the boss quietly said. You go complain, the boss is like, are you judging my decision?
And not only that, if the bully is the bully and works a lot better and it's just uncomfortable for you, sometimes it's uncomfortable. So I would just handle it very delicately without ever going and saying, that's the bully. She's making our life miserable. Talk to your other coworkers. Do not insinuate that one person is the bully. Hey, are you struggling with anything here? If so, then I think you can, as a group, take it to the big boss and ask what the chain of command is, not point fingers. Pointing fingers in life is generally, even if they need to be pointed, and even if it's true, generally not the best way to make things change because people get defensive and people don't react mature out of defensive situations for the most part. So there are times where people should be called out and go for it. But if you really want the result to change more than you want that person to be called out, there's a bit of a more diplomatic way to do it. Because sometimes you just want to be like, I hate the person, I'll show them. But if it's really not about the person and it's really about the situation, there's always like a nicer way or like a safer way to do it to actually make change. It's like politics. Nobody's doing the safe way to make change. They're just yelling at each other so they get clicks and so they get reelected.
Yeah, I feel like thinking about how you really feel about the person reminds me of my daughter literally yesterday. Like, she's so annoyed with her brother all the time. So she's coming up with reasons to come and tell me things that have nothing to do with her and that don't impact her or affect her in any way, shape, or form. But she comes to me and she goes, doesn't Stevenson have cavities? And I'm like, yeah, he had some last time we went. She's like, well, he is not brushing his teeth. And then she's like, and he's not flossing. And he went and did this with the lights. And I'm like, Stashira, none of this affects you at all. So now you're just telling on him for no reason because you're annoyed by him.
Which then makes her seem problematic.
Yes. And I'm like, why are you stirring up trouble that has...
Sure, just punch him. I mean, sorry.
No, that's not...
Not at all, sorry.
It's just, all right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On with us now is Amanda, Amy's cousin, who is a spiritual intuitive, a psychic medium, a wellness leader. Hey, Amanda, before we get into some of the psychic parts of this and even the extraterrestrials, which I'm super excited about talking about.
Yes.
What is soul pathology?
Yeah, it is basically tapping into the highest, brightest version of you.
Okay, so I am fascinated with what I don't even know to be fascinated about because I don't know enough about it, which is just the larger in every way. And, you know, I always look back at animals, for example, dogs, cats, birds, they have different cones in their eyes, different things in their ears. They can see and hear things in a spectrum that we can't. Or our television, the old school TV, you can flip a channel. All those shows aren't in that box, but you just get hit to a different spectrum. Boom, you're watching something else. So there could be different spectrums here that we just cannot see and what could exist in those. And I am fascinated with just the word I would use for these guys is aliens. And I know they laugh because they think a little green men, but to me, it's more than little green men, although that would be cool. So what can you tell me that you know about what we don't know?
So I've had a handful of encounters. The first time was probably 2014, 2015, and it was in my backyard near Dripping Springs outside of Austin. And I thought I was looking up at a star, and I was staring at it, and then it started to move very rapidly with laser lights and in a very geometric pattern. And I thought I was making it up. I went and got my husband. I brought him outside, and he saw it as well. Okay, so that was the first time. And then I started stargazing, and I would see them all the time. And then it got deeper than that. So I went to Costa Rica with my sister, and we had some very close encounters. They didn't get off the ship, and there were no green men, okay? But the UAPs, the unidentified, you know, aerial phenomena, they were coming in very close, and she saw them and was able to say, oh, my gosh, I see them, too. You're not losing your mind. And so she held space. And what was funny is we were with a group of people, and there were two people who worked in the Pentagon with us, just people on this retreat, and we got into some deep discussions. We got a telescope out the next night, and next thing you know, the whole retreat is experiencing contact.
Do you mind if I ask you some other questions and see if anything comes to mind? Not alien. I don't even like saying aliens, but for the sake of everybody listening, not related to that. For example, will Lunchbox get a new car this year? And again, this is, you may not even be in the space to do this. And by the way, Amy's cousin's on with us now, who is a spiritual, intuitive, psychic medium, wellness leader. She hosts the podcast called Soul Sessions with Amanda Riger Green.
Did you say friends with aliens? Because she has a relationship with them.
Will Lunchbox get a new car this year?
No. Now, Lunchbox, if you go out and buy a car next week just to prove me wrong, you know, but I don't think so. Okay. I think it's next year.
How about Scuba Steve? He's been really flirting with this script that he's claimed he's written only in his head. And he's like, I have this great idea, but he never even sits down to write it. Will he ever do this? Does he even have one in his head? Or is this just something that he can have to tell us so we're like, wow, he really is thinking of something bigger?
First of all, yes, it's in his head. But also right now, he's just kind of exhausted. So he doesn't have the heart space and the creative space. Plus, there's a little bit of fear, Scuba, that, oh my gosh, this isn't really going to mean anything or it's not going to matter. So it's taking some time out to really get true to that dream, that calling.
I don't even know, Amanda. She nailed it completely. I am exhausted.
Is there anything that you can... I'm just going to ask a very broad, open question about myself. Is there anything that you're feeling about me that I should or could know in the next, I don't know, 12 months or so?
One of the first things that they show me is you're in this space this year that feels more comfortable than you've been in the last 2 years and a little bit safer. So you're actually going to express yourself in a more true version that isn't as driven and focused on what you're creating. It's just focusing on really who you are and not caring. Not being so intense.
Anything career-wise that you can tell me?
I feel like you're coasting a little bit, and it's like you're surfing. You stay there. It's like not what's next or what do I need to do. Let me just be and flourish where I am, and the opportunities will come for you versus you pushing to create. And like, be there. Be there.
Do you feel like anybody on our show gets engaged this year?
Nope.
Okay. Is there anyone in my life that I should be careful of, like weary of, that's close to me in my life right now?
No, you're in a healthy place. Like, don't even call that in, Bobby.
Let's go.
Had that in the past.
Don't even know the number.
Don't call that anymore. In.
All right. Look, our podcast is Soul Sessions. Thank you. And we will look forward to talking to you again sometime soon. May peace be with you. Hey, Nanu,
may
Nanu.
Be with you.
May the force be with you, Nanu, Nanu. All right, Amanda, thank you. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Thanks.
Love you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, that's Amy's cousin. We did a whole 45 minutes with her. It's a whole special we're putting up on the podcast today. So you heard that little bit there. But if you're entertained by that, I'm not even saying you have to believe it, but if you're entertained by that, go to the Bobby Bones Show podcast. Go search for the Bobby Bones Show wherever. When our show's over today, we did a whole special with her asking a lot of questions about us and aliens and all kind of stuff. So be sure to check that out.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In Conover, North Carolina, the quick action of a six-year-old named Quinn saved her mom's life. Quinn was looking on, and her mom was making dinner, and then the mom started to have a seizure, just uncontrollably. Ooh. And so the kid's like, that ain't right. Didn't know exactly what it was, because the kid six. And so she went to her three-year-old brother, and it was like, go, the neighbors are really close. Run over there real quick and get the neighbors. Just stay with her mom. And then the neighbors called 911, and they got there in time. And so because they were there so quickly, they saved the mom's life, basically.
Wow.
So Jennifer, the mom's on the mend, and they gave Quinn a certificate. But if you're six, you want candy. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, certificate's all good, but save that till she's 15. She needs some gummy worms or something. Let's be honest. But pretty good. The fact that, and also that three-year-old ran over to the neighbor's house.
Amazing.
A three-year-old?
I've always wanted to test my children to see what they would do in that scenario, but I don't want to give them trauma.
Fine line.
Right?
I want to see how they'd react. I want to fake dead and then be like, if they laugh at me, what do they do? Or do they go get help?
Well, then when you really do dead,
yeah, they're like,
Dad's getting us again. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Let's play the Bobby Feud. Funniest television characters.
Okay.
Think about it. We're going to roll the dice here to see who goes first. The players are Amy and Lunchbox and Eddie. Mike D will roll the magical dice. And the person who will be going first is... Lunchbox will go first. Ten answers on the board. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on social media, who is the funniest TV character of all time?
Are we starting right now?
Right now.
Michael Scott.
Show me Michael Scott. Number one answer.
Really good. Oh, dang. Somebody's going to be number 10. Let's go with Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson! Good job, number 7.
Wow. Yeah. Did not have thought of that.
Okay.
7 points for Lunchbox.
Now we're in trouble. Give me... And I knew that. Give me Urkel. Dang. People love that
Steve
guy.
Steve Urkel. Oh. I had that. All right, Eddie, over to you. We're talking about the funniest TV characters of all time. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Joey from Friends.
Joey Tribbiani.
Yes!
Number 4.
I didn't know his name.
Okay. Let's go with Phoebe from Friends.
Phoebe Buffay.
Oh, he went back to the well.
Yeah.
Amy.
Chandler Bing.
Chandler from Friends.
That's the one I had. He's on there.
Two.
Stupid, but I thought his name was that guy. The one that
Joey?
Yeah. Dang it.
Well, they both would have been on there, so.
Yeah, I would have got it, though. But.
All right, Amy, over to you.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of any funny people? You know there's a lot. I know. Rachel Green.
Rachel from Friends.
All the Friends. Wait, why are the guys on there and the girls aren't?
Lunchbox points are now doubled.
Yeah.
2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. Who is the funniest TV character of all time?
Jerry from Jerry Seinfeld.
So Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Show me Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the deal with him calling Jerry from Seinfeld? Why not just call him Jerry Seinfeld?
Eddie?
He's funny, but Kramer was the funny guy on that show, so give me Kramer.
Kramer! Number five answer worth 10 points.
That's
points
amazing.
Are doubled in the second round.
I was going him after.
Okay, stop. Bones, give me SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob. Miami, points are doubled. Let me read you some of these that are on the list. These are the top 10 funniest TV characters of all time. Number one, Michael Scott. Number two, Chandler Bing from Friends. Number three, Joey Tribbiani from Friends. Kramer from Seinfeld. Homer Simpson from The Simpsons. There are still five left.
Ray Romano.
Show me everybody loves Raymond. Ray Romano.
What?
Oh. That's so good.
That's hilarious.
I don't think these are the only 10 people that are funny. I think these are the top 10 polled. So, I mean, there can be other people that are hilarious, too. You know?
Yeah, like, okay.
Like Ray Romano.
Who?
Ray Romano.
Oh,
that's he's hilarious.
He is
hilarious. Lunchbox points are tripled. You have 8 points total. You need one to stay in the game.
No problem.
Go ahead.
Dwight Schrute.
Show me Dwight Schrute.
Oh,
wow. Number three answer.
White.
That's good, though.
That's worth 9 points. Lunchbox takes the lead. Four answers left on the board.
Jim from The Office. Yeah. Shh.
No.
He's going back. Yeah, Jim's not funny. He's not funny.
No, he's funny. He puts the stuff in the Jello.
He's a straight man. Michael Scott at one, Chandler Bing at two, Dwight Schrute at three, Joey Tribbiani at four, Kramer at five. You do not have six. Seven is Homer Simpson. Eddie, you need one of these.
I know, and I'm thinking funny shows of all time, and what comes to my mind is Cheers. So give me Norm from Cheers.
Norm! Amy, it's over to you. Now, you can win, because any of these you get would be a winner.
Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Interesting.
Well, Young Sheldon is hilarious.
I never watched Young Sheldon.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, last season.
So, we'll check back and see if Sheldon's on. The number 10 answer was Lucy from I Love Lucy.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah.
The number 9 answer was Al Bundy, Married with Children.
Ooh, good one.
The number 8 answer was Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother. And if this next one is Sheldon, Amy is the winner.
I got a question. Can you tell me which one he is?
The main character, right?
Sheldon. Smart. Yeah. He's not Roseanne. He's
smart,
not the one from Roseanne.
Not the one from Roseanne. Right. Thank you.
Ooh, Roseanne. Is she on there?
Oh, they
show me from Big Bang Theory for the win, Sheldon Cooper.
Whoa! Yeah!
Number 6 answer.
On earth.
Okay. Let's go.
Play that song.
Okay, so. Kramer cost me.
We have five doors, Amy. Did you see the door?
No.
Okay. If you pick the right door, you win cash. Now, when you pick a door, you'll hear this sound. It shuts me opening the door. Then I look in there, and if it's not, if there's money back there, wait, there's money back there, you'll hear this one. Okay. So, which door would you not like? 1 through 5.
Wait, 5.
Okay. Show her number. Show her number 5. That was one with the money. You had no money, but you didn't win the game.
Yeah.
Nice job.
How much money was in the door?
$1,000.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Goodness. Bummer.
Oh, wow.
What a bad day now.
Whatever. What was it really? 20?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Five. He wouldn't lie about that.
I'm going to lie about that.
$1,000.
And for sure you can prove that I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Not sure. Is this going to be uncomfortable for me? Because I heard it's pretty cringeworthy. But I need you to tell everybody else here on the show what you did before I play the clips.
So, my wife came to me and was like, hey, we should go to Chattanooga this weekend. Just for fun.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, we've never been to Chattanooga. And then the light bulb went off in my head. Do you know who's from Chattanooga?
Yes. Kane Brown.
Terrell Owens?
No.
Johnny Bananas?
Are we wrong?
No.
Macy
Bookout from 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom. She is from Chattanooga. And so I immediately was like, Oh my gosh, we got to go to Chattanooga. Why have we not been to Chattanooga before? Let's go find Macy.
Was that your pure intention to go find a 16 and pregnant girl? Did you tell your wife that, or did you just go, yeah, that'll be fun, and then you get there and look for her?
I kind of told her, and she's like, we're not doing that. I was like, we could look for her house. She's like, no, we're not going to do that.
Oh, and so, her house.
But how old is she now?
Oh, she's like 30.
She's older, 32. But I'm saying you still go look for somebody.
No. I'm saying like the show that she's moved houses since she was on the show, but I would want to see like
where she got pregnant at 16.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, my God.
So weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, so you go.
So I go to Chattanooga, and everywhere I went, guys, I was on the lookout. And I asked people, hey, Macy around here?
Does Macy Book Out live around here?
Doesn't ring a bell to me.
You're tricking me, right? She's from 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom on MTV?
I'm afraid not my kind of television.
Yeah. Oh, she's from Chattanooga, and so I thought everybody knew who she was.
No, I've never heard of her.
I haven't had cable in like a decade.
Oh, man, so you don't know she lives around here?
Nope.
I was hoping to run into her. Are you not allowed to say? Does she live that way or that way?
I've never heard of her in my life.
You really don't know her?
No.
Did you say Link?
He's like,
hey, Link. I think he meant Wink, but hey, Link at me if she...
Yeah, I was just trying to get them to give me something, and they were not...
So she's not even known by those folks.
Those folks had no idea who she was, and I was like, that is crazy. You must be living under a rock.
You're joking me.
That was apparently at a train station.
Yeah, we rode a train.
Oh, the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Pardon me, boy. Is this the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
That's cool, man.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so weird.
Why?
Because... We were talking to my parents on FaceTime when we got back, and we talked about how we rode on a train, and they did the exact same thing. And
pardon
I had never heard of it.
Pardon me, boy. And the Chattanooga choo-choo.
That is so weird, because then they pulled up the video on YouTube, and it's like from the 1940s.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, man.
And I'm
okay. Hey, was the train cool?
Did you ride the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I don't know what train we rode.
Okay. You had to have.
So then he went to what he put down as a local attraction. He's not saying what the local attraction is.
Okay.
Here we go.
What do you know about Macy Book Out? Does she ever come here?
No, I don't know. I'm pretty new.
Oh, but do you know who that is?
No.
She's like the most famous girl from Chattanooga. She was on 16 and Pregnant and then Teen Mom. And I came to Chattanooga thinking, oh, I'm going to see Macy everywhere. And I haven't seen her.
Wait.
She was on the TV show on MTV.
No, I know what you're talking about. The people upstairs, her son is dating someone whose daughter's mom was on 16 and Pregnant.
Oh,
so
my God.
Now I'm thinking, is that the same person?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just thought maybe she comes here all the time because I was like, Chattanooga, she has to be here, right?
Right. No, yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll keep my eyes peeled, though.
Okay. Hey. If you guys could step to the side a little bit, because
we're
going to be...
So, listen. I got some hot goss.
I know, makes you sound creepy.
Really?
Yeah, like twice. You're like, ugh.
No, that's just disappointment. Like,
I know.
I'm it's sad.
Very,
like,
it's very like, dude, I don't know. Go ahead. What's the hot goss?
The hot goss is that allegedly Macy's son is dating one of the kids that was also featured on the show. You know, like one of the other moms had
How hot's that goss?
That's pretty interesting.
So two of the babies from the show are now grown or teenagers and dating.
Who else is in Chattanooga?
No, they must be long distance. Mm,
must be. Sissy's softball coach or wrestling coach?
What?
Macy Shane Bookout on her Instagram says she's a softball coach and a wrestling coach.
Oh, maybe she coaches her kids. I don't know.
I can just go to the school.
Yeah.
Hey.
No. That would be weird.
A wrestling meet.
Oh, that would be weird.
Really?
You're asking people on a train where she lives. That's not weird.
Well, if she lived around there, they would know. And, oh, yeah, she lives up in that neighborhood. Or, you know, they wouldn't know exactly what house probably. But.
And what if you would have found her house?
Man, how.
Would you have driven by it?
For sure.
Yeah.
Had to get a picture. Like, what if I would have seen the house that, like...
Would you knock on the door?
Let's say, because I know she doesn't live in the original house. So let's say I find the original house, like, that where she was featured on the show. Would it be okay to take a picture in front of that? It's sort of like the...
If you're in the street, you just can't get on the private property.
It's sort of like the Walter White house when he threw the pizza on the roof.
Yeah.
Except that show was massive.
Stop. Don't make me pull the numbers.
Breaking Bad was massive.
Breaking Bad.
16 and Pregnant is massive.
It's not culturally the same as Breaking Bad in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, man, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't even know.
You guys are barking up the wrong tree.
That's not where that expression is used.
If you guys don't think 16 and Pregnant / Teen Mom are on the same level
as Breaking Bad.
Okay, pull the numbers.
You're out of your mind.
Let's crunch the numbers.
You're out of your mind. Okay, thank you.
But
what?
I didn't find Macy.
Sorry.
Shoot, it was a rough weekend.
Why don't you message her? Say, I was looking for your house this weekend.
No, no, I wouldn't really. I mean, looking for a house is probably the wrong terminology. But
you used
that's
it.
What you were doing.
Yeah, but I was just like, if she lived around there, I knew, then I'd definitely see her.
Okay.
Like, but no, I mean, everywhere I went, they couldn't tell me where she
I
was
at. I can't believe you rode the Chattanooga choo-choo.
Want to get that Chattanooga, man. Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, Chattanooga free.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a lot of people are returning those Apple Vision Pro headsets, the fancy ones that are like $3,500
yeah,
that they put out.
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay, well, they're returning them at a high rate because...
What does that mean, high rate? Did you just read that? Or because I really want one.
That's the headline.
And I hear they're heavy, but they're awesome. Like, that's all that I hear about them from people I know that have it, that it's unlike anything you've ever seen, but it's big. Like, the first VCR was, like, 3 feet tall.
Well, right. Comfort is among the top reasons.
Yeah, well, you know what? Technology and being able to do things other people can't do, that's not comfortable. Shouldn't be comfortable. Oh, I would love. I would give a pinky toe for one of those.
Mm-hmm. Also,
you can't even get one right now.
Well, the people are returning them, so maybe you
can. Well, I want somebody's used one.
Headaches, motion sickness,
yeah,
other complaints
that.
Are that it's not useful enough for the price.
That's the problem of the first version of anything. It doesn't matter technologically what it is. The first version, you got to realize there'll be bugs, and it will be quite large and a bit cumbersome for sure. Oh, man, I'd love one of those. I just know, though, if I get anything like that, I have to order the eye prescriptions, because you can't wear your glasses in it. You have to get...
Oh, they can customize it to your...
Yeah, they do, and it's supposed to be very easy. It just takes a couple weeks for them to send you the... You put your prescription, you upload it. Oh, I got to get... You know I'm going to get one of these. Yeah, I'm for sure. I don't even know when, but I'm going to get one of these. My birthday's coming up. The wheels were turning.
Yeah, so somebody has to get that for you.
Yeah.
It is coming up. Don't you think they'll come up with a newer one soon?
By then, no. Because if they set the precedent of, we're going to put this out, and then 4 months later put out a new one, then why would you ever get anything?
Right, so but how much time, I'm asking? A year and a half? Okay. Yeah. Well, because I'm like, by the time we get to April, like, what if you just wait till December?
I want to be disappeared from the earth and put that thing on.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Dictionary.com added 327 new terms, so I'm going to go over them.
All of them?
What?
All right, number one.
Just kidding. Only some of them. I'm going to test you, Bobby, see if you're in the know. Bed rotting.
Bed rotting. I don't know. I don't use this, but I would assume it's just staying in bed a long, long, long time.
Yeah. Gen Z says it's the practice of spending many hours in bed during the day, often with snacks or an electronic device.
I enjoy the occasional bed rot.
It's a voluntary retreat.
Yeah. Okay.
The ick.
Oh, man. Girls ick all the time. If I were young now, I'd be icked all the time by girls. They'd be like, you do this, I think it's an ick.
What does that mean?
It's just something that turns you off real bad.
A disgust or a dislike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about, you guys may not know what we're talking about, but sometimes Morgan and I or Amy, we'll talk about somebody getting an ick. And you guys just may not understand the language.
Yeah, no.
Y'all just like passed over it, like, I don't
we're
know.
Like, cool,
well, it's
cool.
Like when I'm in the cab with Eddie and he's talking Spanish sometimes to the cab driver. I don't even know what's going on, so I just check out.
Yeah.
I don't know the language.
That's what we do over here.
Yeah.
Mid?
Yeah, that means it's just mediocre. It's like...
It's exactly.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Bussin'.
I don't know.
Great, wonderful, amazing.
What's that from, though? Usually the root I can figure out. Bussin'?
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't have the Latin.
It's not Latin. Usually it's like a part of an American word.
Origin.
I'm joking. Right. Okay, Barbiecore. Pink outfits. Like anything like a decked out. Cheat code.
That's easy.
What?
An easy way to do something.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was waiting for you to say it.
No, I did say it.
It's a life hack or something like that. And then range anxiety.
Range? Anxiety. It wouldn't be the driving range. It wouldn't be the gun range. Range.
100%.
Anxiety. I don't know. I was going to... Yeah, no.
The fear that the battery on anything of your electronics are going to run out of power.
Yeah, I live range anxiety.
Yeah.
I have it right now. I'm at 83%.
Oh, God.
Okay.
A source is saying that Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus could come together on Beyonce's next album. And the rumor is they would be singing Jolene together. Which, by the way, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em has four versions and they're all at the top of iTunes. There's the explicit version.
iTunes doesn't count, though. Not about Beyonce, because it does great. iTunes, somebody can put out a song we never heard of and 72 of their friends download it. And for like 2 hours, it's number one. Or if somebody puts out a new podcast, it goes to number 1, 2, 3, 4 quickly because it... So, yes, the songs are good. I'm just saying, when people go, iTunes, you know what? We could all download the song on this show and make it number one. Any song.
Right. Well, it's just more so that all four were in a row in the top five, because there's the explicit version, the a cappella, the original, and then there's an instrumental.
I'm not buying all four of those. Also, I don't really buy music anymore. It's all, I stream it.
Yeah.
Most Americans do now at this point. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Rick, bought a toolbox from a farm auction back in 2017. And then a few years went by and he started going through it and he found some love letters. One letter in particular that was so special that it moved him to where he's like, I have to find these people. I have to track them down. It was written like 70 years ago by Corporal Irvin G. Fleming. He was in the Army. He was sent away and is addressed to Mary Lee Cribbs.
Like,
and
that's how they had to talk to each other.
Yeah.
They just send letters and hope to God they got there.
Oh, yeah. And in the note, he says, hey, I haven't heard from you in 5 months and my time is passing by very slowly here. When I do return home, that's it'll crazy. Be the happiest day of my life. And he's like, he'd already asked her to marry him before, and apparently she said yes. So upon return, he was hoping that they would still be able to get married. But they'd gotten in a little fight, which I think that's why Mary hadn't written him for 5 months.
Mary, you need to chill out. Dude's over there serving.
Yeah, well, this is a very, very, very long time ago. Anyway, Rick is hoping to track down these people. He's looked everywhere and he can't, but he's like, maybe their kids or grandchildren. Like he said, this is something so special that I want family to have it.
That's cool. It'd be cool to find like your great grandparents, your grandparents.
But why is it in the toolbox?
Probably saved them there.
Okay. Like, put them somewhere. I feel like you're hiding them in the toolbox.
Yep.
No.
You don't want someone to see it.
No, I feel like you put them in there to save them.
Okay.
Yeah.
The toolbox is not a hide place.
No.
Because
your wife's not going to go to the toolbox.
Yeah, she's not going to go get the hammer out. You're going to leave that in the garage or the shed.
Unless you're your new wife.
Right. And this is what we've lost now. Like, years from now, they're not going to find our notes somewhere because nobody writes anything.
Yeah, don't find my notes on my phone. Pick up milk. Write 3 pages. Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't want to delete some of my emails.
Yeah, you keep doing that.
Just in case.
That's why.
And then it's going to be hoarding. And I do that crap too. And then I got to finally just go control A. Just let it go. Just let it go, man. Delete.
But then in 2 days later, you're like, oh, I need that email.
I never have.
No, I'm talking about special emails.
No, we understand, Amy, like ones from your mom.
I'm sure you have a reason. I'm sure. Yeah,
yeah. But those, that's fine. Also,
you should just take those out and put them on a hard drive.
Right, but from when Ben and I first got married, I still have them all.
Right, but you should keep that and put them on a hard drive and then delete all your emails.
No. Then maybe one day my kids can go through the hard drive.
Okay.
Hold on. The ones that you, when the marriage failed, so you got to get rid of that stuff.
Well, no. What's a failure, though? I mean, they're not together now, but I don't know that it was a complete failure. She has 2 kids she loves.
Yeah.
That she ended up being here. So, yes.
We've had a lot of growth, and I just think that the emails could be fun to revisit, especially for like grandkids or something. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
If they find the hard drive one day in the toolbox.
In the toolbox.
I like it. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.